If you want to be healthy and live healthy, follow the diet and the sleeping pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Truly. Aisha radiallahu anha says, never for 2 days in a row, never for 2 consecutive days did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever eat barley. So they would mainly eat barley. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he would eat all this talk about carbs and protein, so if any carbs he would eat, he would be barley. But even then, on occasion.
The Prophet ﷺ was a very organic eater, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He ate dates, he drank water, he drank fresh milk. He was a person who would enjoy the luxuries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loved athareed, which was a meat-filled dish on buttered bread with broth. He used to love the excessive amount of soup. Some of his favorite vegetables were things like pumpkin and cucumber, a hadith that mentioned watermelon.
He loved meat, but that's no reason for excessive consumption, because Aisha radiallahu anha relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as well as they, the family, would only occasionally and rarely receive meat. In one hadith of Bukhari, she says, for two whole months, the fire in the hearth of the home of the Messenger of Allah would not be lit because there was no solid food to cook for 2 whole months. All our food was dates and water for 2 months, and occasionally we would receive a gift of milk. That's why when they would have meat, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved meat. But Aisha radiallahu anha herself explains in one hadith that he would only occasionally come to them. This is why he loved meat. So in this hadith, Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha says, never did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam eat his fill from barley for 2 consecutive days until the day he left this world.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wasn't a person who would gorge. He wasn't a person who would chug. He was a person who would sip. He was a person who taught us to breathe in between our sips of water. That when we ate, that we would eat a third, a third, and a third. A third for food, a third for our drink, and a third for our air and breathing. He was a person who was a healthy eater. He never ate alone. And that's a really important thing. He was very social in his eating. There's no hadith where you ever hear that at any time he ever had a meal that wasn't shared with others. He ate sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his hands, not just because there weren't utensils. There were hadith where he ate with utensils, but because his hands, it limited the kind of quality. He taught us not to blow on our food, not to be so greedy that we can't wait until it cools down a little bit, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us that the person who serves others should be the last to eat. And therefore it was an honor to make sure that everyone was well fed and watered before a person considered their own needs. There were times where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to restrict food. And he would fast every Monday and Thursday, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of every lunar calendar, and of course the month of Ramadan, and other special days like Ashura in the month of Muharram. The holistic approach of the Prophet ﷺ is really what is key. The Prophet ﷺ was a person who taught us that food is one of the primary reasons for illness, if we eat too much of it or if we eat the wrong types.
Another hadith related by other Sahaba radiallahu anhum, never did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam fill his stomach. Never did he eat to his fill from barley or from meat, unless he was a guest with other people. So if he was eating with other people as a guest, then maybe he would eat a bit more. But normally he would never eat to his fill.
I'll give you 3 important verses that are of benefit that you can see reflected in the level of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah says, "Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu." Eat and drink, but don't be excessive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Waj'alna al-layla libasa wa an-nahara ma'asha." I've made the night a place of repose and rest, and your daytime a place of activity. And therefore, eating at night wasn't in the habit of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was something from the active part of our day. And third, and most importantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. I've created out of water every living thing. you and I, we need to drink much more water. The Prophet ﷺ, in the authentic hadith, he said, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. One day you'll be questioned about the excessive joys of life, the bounties of life. And he said, شَرْبَةَ مَاءٍ بَارِدٍ فِي يَوْمٍ حَارٍ. One of those joys that he relishes, ﷺ, is a drink of cold water on a hot day.